Good morning. Can you believe we are almost halfway through October of 2023? And there is so much going on in the world right now. Too much going on in the world right now. Hopefully, you are in Christ, so you can see what's going on and your eyes aren't blinded. There's not a veil over your eyes. So you can see. And I hope and pray that for everyone or whoever is listening. So one of the things that I do want to talk about is politics. Now, on my TikTok page, I try not to talk about politics too much, but politics has been on my mind. And I'm not saying that politics is the most important thing in the world, because it definitely is not. But from someone who has followed politics, I'm not following it as much as I used to, and I haven't been very vocal about it, even on my Facebook page like I used to. And I think the reason why I am not as vocal as I used to be is because I can see the bad parts of politics from both parties, both major parties. Now, I consider myself to be a conservative. I consider myself to be a hard conservative. You might even call me a far-right conservative. But what I can say is my beliefs, my ideology comes from, I believe, my upbringing and my Christian beliefs. So other people might not have the same upbringing and beliefs that I have, which is fine, which is understandable. But this is why I think the way that I think. And being a Black American, I know a lot of people think that most Black Americans should vote Democrat. Well, the majority of Black Americans do vote Democrat. And that's just how it is. But I think that as Black Americans, we need to take a look at why. Why do we primarily vote Democrat? And there was a guy I was watching on TikTok. I can't remember his name. He's a Black guy. I think he might be a Nation of Islam person. I'm not sure. And he said that basically, why are Black people the only race that are expected to only vote for one party, are expected to vote Democrat? And if they don't, if we don't, we're called sellouts, Uncle Toms, traitors, and it just doesn't make sense. I don't understand what ideology, I mean, what race has to do with ideology. Race is just your, I mean, it could be a cultural thing, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that you expect a party to do something for you when they don't feel like they have to. If you're giving them your vote without them really having to work for it, why should they do anything for you? But I'm kind of going off on a tangent. But really, when I look at politicians, and I go on Twitter and I look on Twitter and see what they're saying, and I feel like a lot of politicians don't really care about the American citizens. I think they care about getting clicks, getting likes, getting followed, going viral, you know, saying things so they can end up on television. But do they really care about us? You know, just like I was saying about Twitter, I look at Twitter and I see people tweeting things, and it's like, why are you constantly going on here to say things to divide us? You know, you got Democrats always calling out Republicans always calling out Democrats, and And it just doesn't make sense. So it's like, okay, you're saying how, oh, this person said this, and oh, they're racist, oh, they're this, and they're th-. And it's like, so what are you doing for us? Really? You know, you're always talking about, oh, this person is racist, this person is this. Okay, what policies are you trying to bring forth for everybody? What policies are you all bringing forth to benefit the American people? Do you listen to the American people? Because from what I see, a lot of American people have ideas, have voices that you guys don't even care about. I mean, let's look at Ukraine. I mean, how many American citizens actually support Congress sending all of this money to Ukraine? Do you ask us? I don't think you guys really care. I don't think they care. You know, Bill, I mean, people over here are struggling. And the money that they're sending to Ukraine, like how much of that can go to help people in this actual country? But I don't know if people are scared to ask these questions. I don't know. That's why I feel like the regular American citizens don't really have a voice. Now, we send people to Congress to be the voice for us, but are they really? Do they tell us things that we want to hear so we'll vote for them so they can get elected? So they can go and make however much money, you know, six figures, and they can get on TV, you know, and it's like they want to seem like they're doing something important, but are they really? And I'm talking about both parties. It just baffles my mind what I see. And another thing, I always have a big problem with the media. The media is to me, the news is just basic propaganda. That's it. It's just propaganda. The internet, the media, entertainment is propaganda. I mean, when you have, and I'm talking about all of them, okay? I don't watch Fox anymore. I don't watch anything. What I do is I'll go on and I'll listen to more independent journalists, just different people. I don't just go, oh, I only listen to conservatives. No, I try to listen to different people. And there are some people who are more liberal who are trying to come to a more common ground. And there are some issues that are common ground issues, you know, like war, you know, like helping people. And being a conservative, I mean, we have issues with, you know, like welfare and stuff like that. But when you have people who are struggling, I'm talking about people who have worked, who are working, like there are people who are working poor. And I'm not even talking about people who are making minimum wage. I'm talking about people who are working regular jobs, who have been to college and have careers and are still struggling. And why is that? Because everything is so expensive. Gas is expensive. Groceries are expensive. And politicians, I mean, some of them talk about this, but the majority of them, the people that are in power right now, that doesn't matter. And then you have the people on television, the media propaganda machine, who act like there's everything is wonderful because the people that they like are in power right now. So there's no issue. There's no issue with people not being able to afford groceries, not being able to afford gas, not being able to pay rent. You know, the mortgage rates are high, rent is high, gas is high, groceries are high, all of these things. And do these people care about that? I don't think so. because it's all about going after the other party so they can stay in power. That's, you know, that, I mean, I don't know how people can't see that, you know, why people. Now, there's the interesting thing about, I'm going to say about Donald Trump is, so they're really going after him hard. The one lady, the Attorney General, New York, Letitia James, why does she keep going on Twitter making these little videos about Donald Trump, about going after, like, who does that? And then she lied and said that she did not campaign about going after him, where there's proof, there's video of her campaigning going after Trump. So, and so it is, it's just, it's a witch hunt. Is Donald Trump perfect? No, of course not. I didn't even vote for him in 2016. But I did vote for him in 2020 because I felt like he was trying to get a lot of things done. And 2024, I mean, who knows? Even if there is going to be a 2024, I don't know. But I would never vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden has always been a mediocre politician. Always. And the media, if you watch the campaign when him and Trump were running against each other, it was always, oh, Joe Biden is a decent man. He's decent. He's compassionate. He's this, this, and that. And that's what you keep hearing. The media bias is ridiculous. But the going after Trump, and this is, it is political persecution. You know, you don't go after your political enemies like this, and they're doing everything they can to do it. And it's, I mean, everybody can see. And another thing, when you have people on here like Hillary Clinton saying that Trump followers basically need to be deprogrammed, like we're in a cult. Not one of these people like her, people always talking about Trump followers or cult members and this and that. They never try to figure out, why do we support Trump? Why do people support Trump? Why? They never want to figure that out. They never want to say, I wonder why. Let's talk to some. But they have this idea that, oh, they're hicks, or they're just stupid. We don't know why we're following this person. But nobody ever accuses Biden followers of being cultists, even though you can look at him and tell that he has dementia. He don't know what the heck he's doing. But we're still, oh, he's so wonderful. He gave a strong speech. What? I mean, I'm seeing this stuff, how powerful he is. And it's like, you know that Biden doesn't know what he's doing. You know that Biden is being controlled by someone else. That's just the plain truth. But we're supposed to believe that he's just wonderful president. And like I said, he has been a mediocre politician for years. I'm 53 years old. Okay, I remember, you know, Biden back in the day when he was running for president. And it's just like, I don't know. So the media is complicit in a lot of this crap that's going on. You know, they really are. So, and I'm going to go back all the way around to what I said at the beginning. You need to be in Christ. You need to have discernment. You need to see what's going on. You need to see the big picture. And I hope that people will listen, people will pay attention, get, you know, find some independent sources of news. Don't just watch MSNBC, CNN, and Fox. Watch something more independent. And just stop thinking that these politicians care about you. They care about remaining in power. They care about having access to power and money. That's why they want to keep running, keep running, keep running. I really believe there should be term limits. But, I don't know. Just think about that. I wish there was a way to have more conversations with people. But stay ready, stay blessed. Have a great day.